EY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, isolated showers and thunderstorms, sunny skies, upper 90s, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely overnight with temperatures in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with scattered storms, mostly cloudy skies at 63 degrees. Right now, it's 86.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Rural entrepreneurs can still win up to $50,000 to help take their business to the next level. Michael Clements tells us applications are being accepted for the Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge.
The deadline to apply for Farm Bureau's Ag Innovation Challenge is August 20th. Emma Larson, AFBF Assistant Director of Industry Relations, says the challenge offers a unique opportunity for rural entrepreneurs.
The Ag Innovation Challenge provides entrepreneurs across the nation the exposure at a national level for our convention in January, the ability to network with agribusinesses, the rural business investment community within the USDA. So we're really excited to offer them those opportunities in addition to the funds that they can invest into their businesses, into their communities, scale up, and really make an impact.
Farm Bureau will award a total of $165,000 in startup funds to 10 businesses through the challenge.
The Ag Innovation Challenge winner will be awarded $50,000 and some bragging rights. We've added a second place runner-up who will win $20,000. And the People's Choice team, which is selected by a public vote, will win an additional $5,000. And of course, I'd be remiss to not thank our sponsors who have made this program possible. Farm Credit, Bayer Crop Science, John Deere, Farm Bureau Bank, Farm Bureau Financial Services, and FMC Corporation.
Larson says it all starts with an application.
You must be a U.S. for-profit company, and you must be a Farm Bureau member. It's about a 10-question application, wanting to know more about your business plans, where are you in the funding stage, as well as what you would plan to do with the money.
Apply and learn more at fb.org/challenge. Michael Clements, Washington.
And President Biden expected to sign his executive order today addressing concentration in agribusiness, transportation, and other sectors. Ag Secretary Vilsack and Council Bluff to promote that initiative. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has confirmed that nearly a dozen residents are infected with the COVID-19 virus at a care home facility in southeast Kansas. Fake News reports that the Morningstar Care Home in Fredonia say that so far 11 residents have been infected with the virus over the past 2 weeks. But luckily, most of them have not been severe cases.
It made me feel good to think that he got through it the way he did and had really mild symptoms. So it makes me feel that possibly that the vaccinations are helpful in that respect.
At audio from Cake News, Dr. Jennifer McKinney with the Wilson County Health Department says the cluster at the Morningstar home was from the Delta variant and still encourages individuals to get the COVID-19 vaccine.
Whether it's the flu vaccine, the shingles vaccine, or even the COVID-19 vaccine, really our ultimate goal would be to prevent illness altogether. But most of the time, more realistically, what we're trying to prevent is serious illness and hospitalization or death.
Mid-America Network News.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
We growers count on industry-leading, high-quality AgriPro brand certified seed to maximize performance and profitability, particularly under demanding growing conditions. AP Roadrunner, new from AgriPro brand for 2021, is a consistent top yielder in drought conditions. AP Roadrunner also brings good stripe rust tolerance, a good overall leaf health package, and Hessian fly tolerance to your farm. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com. Local Democrats have selected a 44-year-old Overland Park attorney to fill a vacancy in the Kansas House. Dan Osman will replace the former representative of Overland Park, Jennifer Day. She resigned in June because she was moving outside of the district. Democrats selected Osman on Wednesday night this week. Osman owns a consulting firm that helps developers comply with government affirmative action rules, advises minority and female-owned businesses, and educates fellow attorneys about affirmative action. He also served previously over the Hickman Mills School Board on the Missouri side of the Kansas City metropolitan area. He's taking the seat for a district that's been hotly contested in the last two elections. In other news, a federal judge issued an arrest warrant for a Kansas man involved in a phony debt-selling scam involving millions of dollars. Joel Tucker of Prairie Village was to be sentenced on Thursday this week after pleading guilty last year to transporting stolen money, bankruptcy fraud, and tax evasion. His lawyer said that Tucker was in Colorado dealing with a family matter. Most of Joel Tucker's charges stem from the selling of phony consumer information to debt collectors who then tried to get the customers to pay debts they didn't owe. Mid-America Network News.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply, carry Nutrina and ADM Feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know. They'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. A Grand Island man has been charged with vehicular homicide in the March crash near Ravenna that killed a Chadron man. The Kearney Hub reports that 26-year-old Sergio Tinajero has been charged with misdemeanor motor vehicular homicide and driving an unregistered vehicle. Prosecutors say Tinajero was behind the wheel of a pickup truck just before 5 a.m. March 19th when it collided with a sport utility vehicle at a rural intersection east of Ravenna. A passenger in the SUV, 52-year-old Curtis Dinas of Chadron, died at the scene. Three others in the SUV were injured. The number of COVID cases in Nebraska jumped last week, but the rate of new cases remained below the national average. The Omaha World Herald reports the state recorded 456 virus cases last week, which was up from 253 and 181 in the 2 weeks prior, the Delta variant being blamed for the increase. Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received a call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Blue Rapids community celebrated sesquicentennial activities this past weekend. Annette Gallup Winter continues a conversation of the Blue Rapids history on our public affairs program, airing this Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY.
Another landmark in Blue Rapids is the Blue Rapids Library. The Blue Rapids Library opened June 27th of 1874. The Blue Rapids Library is the oldest library west of the Mississippi that is in continuous operation in the same building. And it was opened by a group of women, the Ladies Library Group, who felt that Blue Rapids needed a library, and it started just in a store. The Blue Rapids Library was the second Marshall County site to be listed on the National Register of Historic Places. To many, the library would be a very historic place, but another historic place to many would be the Opera House, which sat on the corner. The Opera House building was built in 1895 at a cost of $1,890. The first movie was shown September 11th of 1919, and it was a movie with Mary Pickford. Probably no one listening remembers Mary Pickford. The basement of the Trina's Opera House had many, many uses, and there are many stories. It was actually large enough, and the floor was a wood floor, and it was very slick. It was used for roller skating. There was a period of time that the city clerk had her office in the basement of the Opera House, and it was also the jail. And in 1960s, which some people may still remember, they used to have teen town dances. And that building was torn down in 1986. Another landmark that many will probably remember are swimming pools. The first swimming pool opened, which this seems kind of strange, but the first swimming pool in Blue Rapids opened in September of 1931. And it was opened by the generous donation of F.G. Begert, who actually lived in Topeka, but he had relatives in Blue Rapids. And it was round, which is kind of interesting. The second swimming pool was opened in 1960. And in my childhood, we referred to that as the new pool. But that new pool was demolished. And just in May of 2021, they opened the new swimming pool in Blue Rapids.
Along with notable buildings during the conversation, Annette Gallup-Winter commented on businesses that had an impact on the Blue Rapids community.
Some interesting businesses that have been in Blue Rapids, it's kind of hard to imagine that in the 1920s, and actually for years and years, there was a men's clothing store called Mosier Brothers, and they were the home of Hart Schaffner and Mark Suits, and you could buy a suit on the square in Blue Rapids. There were also, at one time, two jewelry stores on the square in Blue Rapids. One was there for many, many, many years, and it was A.A. Marvin, and his brother had a general merchandise store on the square also. But A.A. Marvin was a jeweler and an optometrist. And when he died at the age of 89, he was the oldest practicing optometrist in the state of Kansas. There was a time that Blue Rapids had their own bottling company. It was in the early 1900s. They made carbonated drinks, and they actually made, like, sports drinks. It's hard to think of people in a rural community drinking sports drinks in the early 1900s. They actually had their own fruit farm, and they grew fruit for the flavoring in their drinks. They made ginger ale and ciders. And those are just a very few of the businesses. Blue Rapids has had so many varieties of businesses, you tend to begin to touch on what they have.
Again, the conversation on Blue Rapids' past continues with Annette Gallup-Winters on our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. A cornhole tournament and slow pitch softball tournament will begin Friday night in Lynn to kick off the annual Lynn Picnic Celebration. Registration for the cornhole tournament at the basketball court begins at 6. The tournament begins at 6:30. Slow pitch games on the North Ball Diamond begin at 6:30 Friday evening. Saturday, homegrown fun includes a 5K run walk beginning at 7 a.m. in the Lynn City Park. Registration begins at 6:30. Breakfast serves at 7 at the East Shelter House. Softball games continue. Youth fishing tournament runs 9 to 10:30. Garden tractor and tractor show begins at 9. The vendor fair begins at 10 at the West Shelter House. They'll feature a German meal in the East Shelter House serving at 11 a.m. Free swimming Saturday afternoon from 1 to 4 at the Lynn Swimming Pool. Homegrown Fun Parade begins at 5, starting at Lynn High School. A demolition derby at 7 will include semi-stock teams, compacts, and bone stock. Pits open at 3. A live band, Monkey Business, performs at 9 with fireworks at dusk in Lynn on Saturday. Hanover will host Mud Bog Racing this Saturday. The events begin at 1 o'clock with registration through noon. If you want to race your truck, ATV, or UTV, learn more online at kmro.net or contact Tony Bruna or Glenn Eichelberry. They're offering $2,500 added money with full concessions available. Gate admission is $10 for those 15 and older, $7 ages 5 through 14. The Mud Bog Racing this Saturday begins at 1 at the Carnival Grounds in Hanover. Details are online at the Hanover Days of 49 Facebook page. Washington County Speedway will host Jayhusker Racing Saturday. Hot laps at 6:30. Racing begins at 7 at the fairgrounds in Washington.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system moving into the central parts of the Midwest, slow moving. We're going to see isolated chances of showers and thunderstorms through the day. We'll continue to see scattered chances of showers and thunderstorms. It looks like becoming more likely across the central, east central parts of the Midwest as we head into tomorrow, lingering into Sunday. Otherwise, behind this system, it looks like for the early parts of next week, we'll see mostly sunny skies. Warmer temperatures out there for this Friday, but cooling down as this front moves through. So across the area, isolated showers and thunderstorms early, sunny skies, upper 90s, wind gust at 20. Tonight, increasing clouds, scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely overnight in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with scattered storms, cloudy skies at 63 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early July 91, record high on this date 108. Sunset this evening 8:55, sunrise in the morning at 6:09.
Longer days are supposed to be good for our health in the summer, but are they really? We measure the facts on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 9th, the 190th day of the year. Actors Tom Hanks and Jimmy Smits share a birthday, and on this day in 1872, the donut cutter was patented by John F. Blondell. Most parts of the country observe daylight savings time, which creates longer days for the summer months. The theory is that more vitamin D from sunlight is good for your health, and that's true. But are the longer days really good for you? In some parts of the U.S., daylight in the summer can last until 9 or 10 p.m., which means that you're going to bed later. Altering your bedtime by 30 minutes can result in a faster heart rate as you sleep, which can carry on until the next day. Try to stick to your regular bedtime in the summer, even if it means buying blackout curtains. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about sunrise and sunset times at almanac.com.
Get ready for the Hallmark Ornament Premiere. Saturday the 10th through Saturday the 18th. Get bonus points and win prizes at Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Friday. Fran Mil Reyes hit a three-run homer with two outs in the ninth inning as the Cleveland Indians ended a nine-game losing streak, that being their longest under manager Terry Francona, with a 7-4 win over the Kansas City Royals. After Royals manager Mike Matheny elected to have reliever Greg Holland walk the dangerous Jose Ramirez to put runners at first and second, Reyes made him pay with his blast into left field. Carlos Santana homered twice for Kansas City. Royals in action tonight with with the Cleveland Indians' first pitch at 6:10. Things not a whole lot better for the Wichita Wind Surge last night. They took a fall to the Naturals. Final score from Riverfront Stadium last night, 10-1. The Wichita Wind Surge continues that series tonight at Riverfront Stadium in Wichita. And NBA, the Phoenix Suns find themselves two wins away from their first NBA championship team in history. The first major league title for the city since 01. Mid-America Network Sports. If you're the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing, online at WRAYroofing.com.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
It's official now that fans will be banned from Tokyo-area stadiums and arenas when the Olympics begin in 2 weeks. The city's governor made the announcement yesterday after meeting with organizers of the pandemic-postponed games. The Japanese government put the capital under a COVID-19 state of emergency because of rising new infections and the highly contagious Delta variant. It's a serious blow for Japanese taxpayers and local organizers of the games, which already... The anticipated third fight between heavyweight champion Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder will be postponed, likely until the fall. A person with knowledge of the situation says Fury has tested positive for COVID-19, pushing back the scheduled July 24th bout in Las Vegas. Fury has a record of 30-0-1. Wilder has lost just once in 44 matches. Mid-America Network Sports.
Choosing furniture can be tricky. Will it be durable and stand up to everyday wear? My pets? My kids? Will it fit in the room I want to put it in? Will it be easy to clean? Is it comfortable? So many questions that need to be answered. Well, Fellcamp's Furniture in Marysville has you covered. Their staff can make recommendations, help you personalize options, and find exactly what you need, even if it isn't on their sales floor. It's personal shopping at its best and available at Fellcamp's Furniture.
If you're looking for a steady job with competitive pay and benefits, you're in luck. Tension Envelope has immediate openings for operators and adjusters at their facility located at 1601 Spring Street in Marysville. If you're detail-oriented and enjoy working on a team, then the operator position might be right for you. If you look at equipment and like to figure out how it works, then check out the adjuster positions. To learn more, visit tensioncorp.com/careers. That's T-E-N-S-I-O-N, corp.com/careers.
Like most people, you're busy enjoying your life and taking care of today's priorities. But it's a good idea to think about your future. Will you have enough income to enjoy a comfortable lifestyle down the road? Time flies, so it's never too soon to create a financial strategy for your future. A super check from your Farm Bureau agent can help make sure you're on track. Call Farm Bureau agent Brian Crott at 562-2136 in Marysville today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
It starts with small yellowish or water-soaked spots on the leaves that quickly enlarge and turn brown. This may be your first clue that the fungal disease, anthracnose, has moved into your melon, cucumber, and gourd plantings. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This disease also attacks the stems and fruit. Severe stem lesions can girdle, preventing water from moving between the roots, leaves, and vines. Although fruit lesions usually damage just the rind, not the edible portion, they do create an entryway for other insects and diseases. Prevent anthracnose by growing resistant cultivars whenever possible. Do a thorough cleanup at the end of the season and rotate plantings if space allows. During the growing season, water early in the morning so the plants dry completely before dark. If infection does occur, you may decide to use a fungicide, according to label directions, to protect healthy plants from becoming infected. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Every rock and roll star has to begin somewhere. And for this musician from Lubbock, Texas, it was playing at roller rinks and used car lots. But it gave him exposure and eventually landed him the airplay that would rocket him to the top of the charts. His story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
He is a well-known name in the music world, and his roots were here in Lubbock, Texas.
Buddy was born here in Lubbock, Texas on September 7th, 1936. In the midst of the Depression, he was the youngest of four children.
Jacqueline Bober is Municipal Museums Director for the City of Lubbock that oversees the Buddy Holly Center and helps retell the story.
His mother sang, his older brothers played instruments, and Patricia joined in as well. His father was really the only one who didn't participate in that. Couldn't carry a tune, kind of.
Buddy was mostly a self-taught musician. In junior high, he partnered with classmate Bob Montgomery, and the two played small gigs around town.
They would play at various places around town, car dealerships, grocery stores, whenever they were premiering a new product. They played at school dances at the roller rink.
His local and regional gigs were noticed by talent scouts. Decca signed Buddy and brought him to Nashville to record, but the style they asked him to play was not what he had in mind.
A slightly slower tempo, more of a country twist, and that's sort of the way the Nashville set pegged Buddy as a country artist, and that wasn't his comfort zone. So needless to say, those demos that he did there did not exactly play well.
So Buddy was getting noticed, but his style of music was yet to hit the airwaves. But when it did, it would make him a rising star. More of his story from his hometown next time as we travel the countryside. In Lubbock, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
That the very first GPS was discovered on the prairie. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. The compass plant is hardy in the garden and useful if you're directionally challenged as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Native prairie plants have been around for centuries. Their toughness is enticing gardeners to add their beauty to the landscape. The compass plant stands tall above most and also has an interesting history. Leonard Perry is a retired extension horticulturist at the University of Vermont. He says Native Americans used compass plant roots for tea and dried the sap for chewing gum. It got its name from the early settlers who used it as a rudimentary GPS.
The name, which comes about from the leaves, they orient.
So the tips are north and south. So that leaves the blades facing east and west. And the whole purpose of that is to reduce the water loss so less sun impacts the leaf surface. Since the leaves are generally north and south, that's what the settlers would use, even at nighttime, to help them find direction if they got lost in these prairies.
The compass plant is found growing naturally in prairies, fields, and roadsides. It's also becoming popular in the landscape because it doesn't mind the extremes of drought or soggy feet. And many gardeners find it's quite the showy addition.
It's kind of like a sunflower. That flower can get up to 5 inches across. It can get up to 10 feet tall. And the taproot can get up to 15 feet deep, which is amazing to think tall the plant is, and the taproot even deeper, which means it can really mine for water deep into the soil. So that really helps it not only with stability, but also to withstand drought conditions.
The compass plant is a slow grower, but once you find a spot for it, leave it there because it doesn't like to be dug up or divided. You could almost consider it a garden heirloom for generations to come. Perry says compass plants can live up to 100 years. Learn more about the stately compass plant at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God.
Shield thee, thou wilt
birthdays, graduations, baptisms, retirements, these are all joyful milestones that we love to celebrate. They help us realize how God has abundantly blessed our lives. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. So have you ever thought of the financial milestones in your life? Like paying off a loan, putting a down payment down on a house, or sending your kids to college? If you have a defined path to reach your milestones, it's much more likely you'll get there. When and how you planned. You know, you can start small. Just make a list of your goals and then figure out what you need to make them a reality. If you don't know where to start, find someone who can help. Maybe it's a financial professional who understands how your finances and faith go hand in hand. So celebrate all of life's important dates. It's one way to be grateful to God for all He's provided. And when you have that mindset, you'll experience more gratitude and meaning in your life.
Twin Valley Developmental Services is seeking caring individuals to work with people with disabilities in residential settings. This is an excellent opportunity to help others be and do all they dream by advancing their daily living and social skills, personal care, record keeping, and light household tasks. Fuller part-time in Greenleaf and Beatty. Benefits include shift differential pay, sign-on bonus, paid time off, health insurance, and a retirement package. Apply online at twinvalleyfriends.com/job-openings and make a difference today.
Learning from California's water troubles today on Farm to Fork.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I speak from experience when I say that the right tools help keep a farm, a ranch, or a household running smoothly. The folks at Gempler's know that too. It's why they carry the tool brands you trust to help you work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. It's Gempler's specialty. Family owned and independent, just like their customers, just like you. More than 30,000 problem-solving tools and gear in stock. Shop Gempler's.com today and avoid downtime tomorrow. 7 years ago, the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act passed in California to keep groundwater basins from depleting. Rob Neenan is CEO of the California League of Food Producers.
Groundwater use kept increasing, especially in periods of drought when farmers couldn't get surface water. They would replace it with groundwater. And some farmers rely entirely on groundwater. So there's a lot of competition for the water. And a lot of the groundwater basins, so much water was withdrawn out of those basins. So some of that water had been there thousands of years, and it wasn't getting replaced by recharge. That some of the groundwater basins saw subsidence, literally the soil surface or subsurface collapsing.
Neenan says the act requires local agencies to create plans to achieve sustainable water use. He says one option is to idle farmland.
Really, the main way, particularly in Kern County and Kings County and in the south part of the valley, that they're going to deal with this is to fallow farmland. Between 500,000 and 1 million acres of farmland may be fallowed. I tend to think it's going to be on the high side. That would be 4% of all the cropland in California to be taken out of production.
Neenan says permanent, high-value crops will likely remain, but forage cropland could be lost, having a direct impact on California's dairy producers. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Career opportunities are available at Landall Company in Marysville for assemblers, material handlers, service technician, and welders, earning $47,000 to $64,000 a year to start. $2 shift differential for second and third shift. Excellent benefit package averaging $12.45 an hour or $26,000 per year with a hiring bonus of $500 to $1,000. Apply online at Landall.com/careers or phone 785-562-5381. Landall is an equal opportunity employer.
Yeah.
Mid-America Ag Network Harvest Update. It's brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection and order online 24-7 at AbileneMachine.com. Well, wheat harvest just keeps chugging along in Kansas, Oklahoma, and in Texas as well. Mike Schulte is the CEO of Oklahoma Wheat. He says they're headed towards the final leg.
Probably around 92 to 93% complete with harvest. Certainly, it looks like it's going to be a challenge to get this last 7 to 8% out.
He says they're starting to see some sprout damage in some of those areas that have stayed wet, but he says all in all, the crop was in pretty decent shape.
Probably calling the state test weight average still at this point in time, now that we've seen a little bit of loss around 61 to 62 pounds per bushel. It was not uncommon to see 63 to 64 pound averages in northern Oklahoma. You know, I think we have a lot to be thankful for.
In the meantime, Darby Campsey with Texas Wheat says this year has been quite challenging.
Each year presents its own set of challenges. It does feel like this year there were more challenges than usual with multiple freezes, drought, and then excessive rain. They say that wheat has 9 lives, so we definitely have put it through probably all 9 of those this year.
Yeah, sure have.
We've seen really good wheat coming out of our rolling plains, especially on the west side of the rolling plains. Yields were above average. There was really excellent grain fill. Protein has kind of been all over the place, so we've really yet to nail down an average protein, but I think it's about average, which is great because there was a lot of moisture, more moisture than usual in that area, and so to come out with an average protein is really a win. We're also seeing some pretty good wheat here in the high plains.
Wheat harvest 2021 continues to surprise. Harvest update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and even during the summer months, hail, heavy rain, and high winds could damage your roof. You need Burwell Roofing and Construction. Burwell Roofing and Construction out of Goddard, Kansas is a local roofing company that has been helping Kansans for over 30 years. They use the latest in technology to ensure you're getting an accurate estimate to help take care of your new roof. They can even do siding and window replacement. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Following the last USDA acreage report, markets watching demand factors and some potential impacts to crops. Michael Clements has more details.
The June 30th acreage report confirmed farmers have planted more corn and soybean acres this year compared to last. AFBF economist Shelby Myers outlines the data reported by USDA.
USDA is estimating the corn planted area will be 92.7 million acres, which is up 2% compared to 2020, but it's also an increase of 1.6 million acres from what was first reported in the March prospective plantings report for corn acres. Soybean planted acres remain at the 87.6 million acres that was also reported in March, and that's up 5% from 2020.
However, Myers says the report indicates no major expansion of production despite rising prices of corn and soybeans.
Corn and soybean future prices have risen 23% for corn and 16% for soybeans compared to where USDA estimates the 2020-21 marketing year prices. So given the current demand expectations that we won't see updated until July 12th in the WASDE, market indicators imply prices will hover around the current levels that they are remaining high.
Myers adds the focus now is on weather-related market impacts.
Attention is definitely shifted to monitor weather impact, and that will really determine the crop quality and overall supply quantity. We're monitoring drought in the west, and that's simply moving eastward, and you've seen heavy rains in the south and along the Mississippi Delta region. So all could really cause current supply estimates of these principal crops to drop if the weather conditions aren't ideal.
Learn more at fb.org/market intel. Michael Clements, Washington.
And Farmers with Crop Insurance can now hay, graze, or chop cover crops for silage, haylage, or baleage at any time. Still receive 100% of the prevent planted payment. USDA announced the change yesterday. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Maintaining a quality flock of sheep is highly dependent on the ram. Select a ram by visual appraisal and his performance records on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Sheep producers should choose the right breeding stock to ensure a successful enterprise. The genetics of a ram will be spread over many offspring, so you want to be sure you're getting an animal that will benefit your breeding program. Mike Neary is an extension small ruminant specialist at Purdue University. He says to select the ram from a healthy flock and be sure he's in good physical shape.
They should walk good. They should have good sound feet. Their legs should sit down straight and square. They should walk freely, especially their back legs, because when a ram breeds a ewe, over 60% of his weight is on his back legs. So if there's a problem there, it's going to be magnified. You want them to have a good sound mouth. You want them to have good clear eyes, and you want large, normal shaped testicles that you can actually palpate with a good scrotal circumference.
Ask to see records of the animal's history. Was he born a single, twin, or triplet? How well did he grow, and what are his estimated breeding values? Neary also says to be sure your veterinarian performs a breeding soundness exam.
They're going to evaluate the ram for physical health, for anatomy of its reproductive organs, and then they'll actually take a semen sample and evaluate the rams for fertility. And this is real important because about 10% of rams have some issue that prevent them from being optimum breeders. And especially in small flocks, that may be a one-ram flock. If they've drawn one of that 10%, they're going to have a disastrous year.
Look for health issues like foot rot abscesses and coughing that can be taken care of before they spread to the rest of the flock. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about what to consider when buying a ram at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the roller coaster ride for Kansas City wheat continues. We're back up again. September Kansas City wheat up 4 at 592. December is up 3 1/4 at 602 and a half. Kansas City wheat has been up and then down and then up and then down all day today. Minneapolis wheat is up. Chicago wheat continues to track lower. September corn is down 8.5 at 5.28 1/4. December corn down 9 at 5.16 3/4. Soybeans have been on the same kind of roller coaster ride as wheat. August soybeans up 11 now at 13.76 1/4. September is up 8.5 at 13.34 1/2. All the back months are good. The products remain split. Soybean meal is down while soy oil is up. August bean meal is at 353.10. That's down 370. September is at 354.40. That's down 390. While bean oil looks pretty good. August bean oil is up 179 points at 62.27. September's up 181 at 61.63. So mixed numbers in the soybean complex. Cotton looks pretty good today. December cotton is up 81 points at 87.69. March is up 76 points at 87.40. And canola is on quite a rally. November canola is at 8.44. That's up 30 bucks. So a good look for canola so far. In the livestock complex, mixed numbers there. August live cattle up 40 at 119.67. That's after struggling through much of the day. October up 45 at 125.90. August feeder cattle up 127 at 158.60. September feeders up 130 now at 161.32. So I guess we've got everybody in the green at this point. It had been not that way early on. Fat cattle and feeder cattle had some issues. Hogs are good. Currently, August hogs up 125 at 101.62. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB. Paid for by...
Summer Fun in 21, the annual Marshall County Fair is July 15th through the 20th in Blue Rapids. The carnival arrives Thursday and will operate each evening through Sunday, 6 till 10 p.m., featuring wristbands every night except Sunday. Entries come in Friday with the Red Dirt Rendezvous Band performing live at 8. Saturday night's Demo Derby begins at 7, with Rewind Band taking the stage at 9. Sunday features the annual Barnyard Boogie, a Christian music concert on the square with House of the Rising Sun at 4 and the Fair Parade at 6. Petting Zoo, Pony Rides, Pedal Pull and Watermelon Feed, Savannah Chestnut Live at 8 on the ground Sunday evening. Round Robin is Monday. Tuesday, the 4-H Fashion Review and Cake Auction, Livestock Auction, and a Fair Supper on Tuesday. Catered by Ricky's Cafe is open to the public beginning at 6. Full schedule, more information online, MarshallCountyFair.com and on Facebook.
This is Brighton Stahl, the landlocked sailor, and you're about to hear my brand new single off of my soon-to-be-released album, right here on KNDY.
Midnight shooting stars, half a bottle of tequila. I'm looking all around and she says no one's gonna see us. She nods in the direction of the crashing waves. I smile and say there ain't no way. And from the look in her eyes, I realize I'm not gonna get to stay on the beach. I know better than to go too deep. She's gonna pull me in. Pull me in. Now
from the shore. She's gonna pull me in, gonna leave me wanting more. She's gonna pull me in, carry me away from the shore. She's gonna pull me in, every moment leaves me wanting more. She's got a wild side, and just like high tide, soon she'll be gone. Pull me in.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.